This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Last month, the Land Public Transport Commission, or better known as SPAD, or SPAD to the public, implemented the bus network revamp for stage bus services in Greater Kuala Lumpur and Klang Valley. Now, under the plan, existing bus corridors were reorganized into smaller areas based on the main trunk roads connecting KL City Centre. Unsurprisingly, the move gained a lot of criticism from the commuting public. BFM spoke to Tan Sri Syed Hamid Albar, SPAD chairman, to get an explanation.
I think the main question that most people have right now is, why did we need to revamp it in the first place? Why was it necessary?
I always look at it this way. Change always faces resistance. And you can't stay in one place all the time. Definitely, Kuala Lumpur, Klang Valley has expanded so much. So we cannot go on with the same type of bus services and network. We want to extend the network so that we can provide a more efficient service to everybody. And we did that, and I think if it is properly implemented, if the operators did what they are supposed to do in our engagement with them, then it will be the best revamp that is introduced. So it was well-intended. Unfortunately, the operators did not deliver what they promised to deliver. So we get all the hate from the public. And I think we appreciate that. And I think maybe we are too trusting. We believe on what the operators told us. Some operators anyway. Now, through this, we know who are the operators who can deliver and who cannot deliver. And we are taking corrective measures. And I think one of the lessons learned to me is that you must always get, usually we do, but in this one, because we just want to do the best for the public, we must get the response of the stakeholders, like the passengers, you know. I regret that it has happened that way, but it gives us an opportunity to know public reaction, where the weaknesses are, how we can overcome the weaknesses, and we are rectifying it. Over time, we'll be seeing that the bus network reform is going to be welcomed by the public. But we have to go through some pains now. I think we were overconfident that when you are implementing this sort of thing, we need to be circumspect.
So you mentioned that some of the operators are not quite living up to their promise. And I know that there are complaints that the other companies are not living up to the standard that Rapid KL has set. Can you elaborate on that?
I think it's not a question of Rapid KL has set the standard. We want to have a fair distribution. There will be a fair competition in terms of routes. As you know, Rapid is a government-owned company. It's a Ministry of Finance company. So we thought there are other operators who have always been complaining that they don't have enough, you know, revenue because they don't have enough routes. So we distributed the routes to everyone. You know? Unfortunately, Rapid has got better buses, deliver better services. Their frequency is better and their buses are new. So the companies that say that they're going to buy new buses, they didn't. And their buses were not top form, you know. I don't want to mention the name of the companies, but we know what went wrong and how it went wrong. And Rapid has been very nice in these circumstances. We worked with them very well, where the other operators cannot fulfill their promise, their undertaking. Then we ask Rapid to go back, where we need to reinstate the old, you know, bus operators. We put Rapid in even, and in some cases we even allow for the operators who cannot or don't have the buses yet to rent buses from other companies. That's all organized by us because we know the shortcomings, and I think we want to rectify. We thank the public for their action. Some very hard, but I think it has been a very good and positive response generally.
How do you ensure compliance by the operators who did not meet the promises that they have pledged when you were planning out this? Do you take action against them, or how do you ensure compliance?
Well, what we have done is that, first of all, we can cancel the route that is given to them. We give to the company that can ply that route. That has been quite effective. We call them, have a discussion with them. By when can they, if we find that they still cannot meet the demand, then we just cannot wait, then we will ask another bus company to undertake that particular route. And I think our most important consideration at that time was to ensure that school children are not affected if they are using it, or public servants, people who use, they are able to take the buses, and the frequency will not cause them delay to reach their office. And I think at present anyway, as an immediate measures that we have taken is we have our offices on the ground every day to monitor, and then they report on a daily basis, and then we'll see how the performance is. If we are satisfied or we're not satisfied, or they underperform, or they did not deliver what they said they could deliver.
What about complaints from the public that after the revamp, there are some areas that were previously served, but now they are underserved, not enough frequencies and all that? Will you take into consideration public feedback to reinstate some routes or maybe expand to certain areas that don't have bus coverage at all? Is that doable?
I think at the end of the day, it depends on how the bus operators will be able to respond to the public request. What we have done at present is we have actually reinstated some routes to the original companies. We have asked them to undertake that, either as a temporary measure or as a measure for us to be able to give us time for the other companies to be ready. And where we need to expand the route, we will do that. But this will be time. You need time. You cannot change overnight. I think, unfortunately, not everything can be done overnight. I think like our SBST, say, for example, Stage Bus, the coverage is wider now. Government is spending about $400 million, I think, for these five states that we have implemented Stage Bus. And the frequency is much better, the cost is cheaper, and the bus companies are also assisted in a way because they do not depend anymore on taking the tickets, but we pay them based on the kilometer run. So, say for example, the advantage of introducing this new thing. In Perlis, the bus, my bus, that we introduced in Perlis, the ridership increased by 100%. And then in Seremban, the ridership increased by 33%. The bus companies also don't have to worry, less worry anyway, about pilferaging. And then we hope that ultimately, when we are able to introduce a cashless system under SPAD supervision, it will be in 2017. But in the meanwhile, if those that want to use, they don't want to use cash, they want to use touch and go, say for example, that is not within us. They have to ask the touch and go to get with the bus companies in order to place touch and go into the buses. So I think overall there is some overreaction to say that SPAD should be closed because you are creating a mess or all sort of thing. But actually we have done a lot of good things, but we cannot do self-praise, you know, say we have done this, we have done that. We have no personal interest in it, you know. So I think our concern is the public will get the best service at the cost that is affordable to them.
That was part one of our one-on-one with Tan Sri Syed Hamid Albar, Chairman of the Land Public Transport Commission. Tune in next Monday, January 18th, for part two of our conversation, where we discuss the issue of more expensive bus fares at a time of spiralling costs of living. I'm Nadia Aziz, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.